Missouri for a change is number one in something. That's kind of nice. But they outlaw so-called pension advances. Tell me how those things work.
Sure. Well, companies essentially provide an upfront cash lump sum in exchange for either a portion or all of a public pension benefit. These schemes are currently unregulated in Missouri until this law goes into effect. And those agreements can be easily misrepresented to the borrower. Pension advances often include requirements to buy life insurance and name the company that you're working with as a sole beneficiary to ensure payment. Interest rates often exceed 100%.
We see television ads for things that are kind of reminiscent of this. I can't remember who it is, but they're singing on a bus somewhere about getting a lump sum payout for an annuity or something that you have. And then we see reverse mortgages. Are all of these things the kinds of things that people need to be very careful with in addition to the pension lump sum payout too?
Well, I think, Bob, you hit upon something that's interesting, and that's, first of all, they're all different, right? All the things you mentioned are different, and some of them are completely legitimate and acceptable in some cases. But when you're talking about retirement dollars, you're talking about a very serious thing. So pension advances are particularly bad because not only are the terms bad for consumers, interest rates exceed 100%, but you're really putting retirement security at risk, which has huge consequences for that individual, for that family, and ultimately for society, too.
So you're actually borrowing against your own pension funds. The pension funds, what, are collateral or what?
Yeah, you're borrowing against your pension payments. So you're giving up a stream of payments in exchange for that lump sum. Unfortunately, there are many other places that you can go for that lump sum. Never is a good idea to do short-term borrowing, but there's still many better options than there are a pension advance. Pension advances always are bad. Really, the first thing that you should do when someone offers you a pension advance is to run for the hills. It's like a completely unregulated payday loan, except it's worse because it's on retirement dollars.
So we're not just limiting them or controlling them, we're prohibiting the whole thing.
We're prohibiting them completely, and I think it's the right approach. This approach doesn't create some new regulatory structure that involves hiring more state employees to regulate these schemes. This ensures that Missourians have taken a stand, Bob, where we're saying enough is enough. We shouldn't have companies that are preying on retirees' pensions. We're going to put a stop to it and ensure that we can do everything we can to protect our current retirees and future retirees.
Has there been abuse of this system in Missouri already?
Well, what we know is that we know nationally there's been a huge movement, including some of those companies that have national ties that have actually set up shop in Missouri with the express purpose of doing pension advances. So my view on this was to be proactive, to ensure that those companies, we can prevent them from hopefully committing fraud on Missourians and hurting Missourians, and that's our purpose of the bill.
Is there a particular group of people that would be especially vulnerable to this kind of approach?
Well, obviously, the folks that are often being targeted happen to be public employees in these situations. So they're retired state employees, they're retired police officers, teachers, firefighters. But the commonality between them is that they're at a vulnerable point in their lives where they need upfront cash, where they feel like they have a cash flow issue. And these pension advance schemes come around and make promises of giving you that upfront cash. But in return, you give up security for the long term on your pension benefits.
Is it a case of where all of the details are not necessarily properly disclosed to the person who's looking for some help here?
Well, that's exactly right. The Government Accounting Office recently did a survey of 38 of these pension advance companies, and many times there was no disclosure at all. In fact, I think only two of the companies was any disclosure at all of the interest rate that individual was paying. So this is worse than just a payday loan because it's completely unregulated. There is no interest rate restriction. It's on your retirement dollars, so it affects your retirement security. Overall, it's just bad for consumers. So here in Missouri, we actually stood up and did something about it.
Can people lose their entire pensions this way?
In theory, you could give up a permanent stream of payments on your pension. You can give up a shorter term stream of payments, but the reality is you can put yourself in a serious position where you've really, because of that upfront payment, you've really reduced your retirement security for the long term.
So people can impoverish themselves this way.
You can.
These folks can't go into the actual pension fund and take out all of your money, though, if you borrow from them, can they?
Well, what can happen is if you have a state pension, that state pension and our state pension is a promise of payment. So that payment might be $1,000 per month. The pension advance company will come to you and they'll say, listen, we're going to give you some upfront cash, but we want $500 of that payment for the next 5 years or 10 years. So they essentially take away your stream of payments going forward.
Okay. How many? You said some companies have set up here in Missouri. Are you free to mention what they're called or what their names are?
We're still continuing to do research on it at this point, but we've located at least one business that was advertising, and others that were advertising on Craigslist, attempting to get Missouri consumers to do pension advances.
Is the ultimate desire here to have them out of the state entirely?
The ultimate desire is to make sure that if they're doing business here and selling other financial products, that they're not preying on consumers. I mean, we at some point, Bob, have to take a strong stand for Missouri's consumers. Consumers who, through no fault of their own, get bantered with these schemes. It's tough to figure out what's real and what isn't. And when we see something like this that is just so obvious and so obviously bad for families, we want to take a stand and outlaw it and say, you know, you're not welcome here in Missouri.
Okay, because you raise another issue. Are these now existing firms that are just spinning off into this new category, and the existing firms are okay, but they're just getting into some questionable practices?
It looks like most of these firms were really created with the express purpose of doing pension advances. They advertise a number of things on their websites, but pension advances is a primary part of their business.